Good morning, everyone. This is Planet Radio. Today, in our time, we are receiving two very special guests. One, a talented historian who has dedicated his life to the topic of British society during the Second World War, Dr. Max. The other, a witness of the conflict, Dr. Nicholas.
Hello. Thank you for receiving us.
Today, we will be focusing on the topic of rationing in England. So let's start by talking with Nicholas Clark, an 84-year-old man who was just a child during the war.
All right.
So, Nicholas, what effects has the war left on you? Were you physically or mentally traumatized by it?
Both, unfortunately. As a child, I lived in the city of London. But the war was too much for me. I was forced to flee to the countryside.
Yes, as a matter of fact, many young children were encouraged to abandon their homes for safety purposes during the period of the airborne German attack, the Blitz. In the countryside, they were separated from their families and their lives. Surrounded by strangers, they found themselves lost, abandoned in a new world.
Interesting. And what about the topic of rationing? How was it in the countryside? In the city?
Recently, after the beginning of the war, food became much less common, and looking for a solution, the government introduced a system of rationing.
As a matter of fact, when the Germans began bombing British importation ships, and, therefore, blocking them commercially, Britain, whose food source principally came from importation, found themselves with a scarce amount of resources.
Thanks, Dr. Max. Some sources say that British importation dropped from 55 million tons of food before the war to 15 during the war. The government was then forced to introduce food rationing and ration books. Can either of you explain how they worked?
Yes, of course. Ration books were the key to making rationing work. The government distributed one to each citizen. They all contained coupons which, whenever someone went to buy food, a shopkeeper signed or cut out. All citizens had to register themselves with a local supplier who stamped their book and gave them the correct amount of food per week.
I can hardly remember the details, but I can tell you for sure that there were different types of books depending on each person's needs.
Indeed. For example, the average adult was given a buff-colored ration book, but pregnant women were given green ration books, which let them receive a greater amount of fruit, milk, and eggs. Children up to the age of 16 also received additional nutritional resources with their blue ration books.
Interesting. But how exactly was the British government capable of introducing a system as complex as rationing in such a short period of time? How were they so organized?
On the 29th of September, 1939, Great Britain, predicting the misfortune which they would later have to face, had distributed forms which all householders had to fill in, giving details of the people who lived in their property. These forms granted the government the necessary information to make the calculations to organize rationing.
I will never forget this day. They called it the National Registration Day. We were only just beginning to taste the horrors we would later have to face.
But despite its incredible organization, it still had defaults, didn't it?
As a matter of fact, it did. Many, including my own parents, complained that it was unfair that people living in the countryside had access to more food than those in the city, since they could produce their own vegetables or eat meat from their animals.
To be precise, the laws of rationing were disobeyed, less strictly applied in the countryside. In other words, in rural areas, coupons were not always necessary for foods such as eggs, butter, and meat.
I was sure such a complex system couldn't work perfectly. Let's move to another topic. What food were rationed and what impact did it have on the British population? Let's start with you, Dr. Max.
You're lucky. My research is specialized in this area. With the British supplies becoming more and more scarce, one by one, different foods were added to the ration list. On January 8th, 1940, rationing began. And, as the years went by, more and more foods indispensable for a healthy nutrition were implemented to the list. Rationing was becoming more and more grave.
I remember perfectly the consequences which war, and therefore rationing, had on us civilians. Restrictions such as receiving no more than 50 grams of butter per week were terrible for our nutrition. But that wasn't all. Essential products like milk were also severely limited, making a healthy life impossible. 200 grams of sugar, 100 of ham, 50 milliliters of tea. Do you think this is human?
No, of course not. These numbers illustrate the severity of Great Britain's situation, of the war's consequences. I can see how deeply rationing changed your life, Mr. Nicholas. Yet, as government operations such as the Dig for Victory campaign demonstrate, the regime in Britain was attempting to grant civilians as much food as possible. Can you tell us anything about this campaign?
Of course, I remember it perfectly. The government started producing posters encouraging the population to grow their own vegetable gardens.
By motivating all citizens to keep an allotment, the British government ensured the sufficient nutrition to their population, as well as simultaneously spreading a nationalistic, patriotic propaganda.
Fascinating. Now let's move on to the conclusion, to illustrate what has been learned. I would like you, dear guests, to express a summary of your opinions as well as your points of views on this subject.
Very well. The war, not only through obvious manners such as weapon violence, but also through more subtle ones such as the 14-year-long period of rationing, destroyed the hearts and souls of many British civilians. Lacking resources necessary to life, their health was deplorable, and all hope seemed to be lost.
I agree. It was a very dark period for our country. Without things as essential as food itself, it was impossible for us British to carry on a normal life. War's consequences were inflicted upon all British citizens, both soldiers and civilians. Even women and children were affected.
How terrible! Rationing is such a deep and touching subject. This dark episode in the history of Britain will stay in our minds forever, will never be forgotten. Thank you so very much for coming, Nicholas and Dr. Max, for informing us upon the history of our nation. Your presence here in our program today is highly appreciated.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.